702.
The newsmaker of the day with John Perlman.
Well, a number of advocacy groups in the health space were today marching to the Gauteng Department of Health. Amongst them, Section 27, the Cancer Alliance, and the Treatment Action Campaign. Their demand is that the Gauteng Department of Health start spending money that they believe they have to deal with a massive backlog, over 3,000 patients who are waiting for radiation oncology services to deal with the cancer that they are faced with. The amount of money, 784 million rand, as I said. Let's talk now to Sasha Stevenson. She's Executive Director of Section 27, one of the groups that was on the march. Ms. Stevenson, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What is your perspective, please, on how much of that money has been spent? Is it that there are no plans in place to spend it, no allocations made? Has it partially been dealt with? Where do we stand at the moment with this money that you say is not being put to use?
Good afternoon, John. I mean, the first thing to say is that this money was ring-fenced by Gauteng Treasury all the way back in March 2023.
Yes.
And it was allocated specifically to deal with the radiation oncology backlog that was experienced in Gauteng. And that backlog occurred for various reasons, but essentially there are 3,000 people who are awaiting treatment, and some of them have been awaiting treatment for a long time. And so this money was meant to be spent to cater to that specific need. And one of the ways to do that, and that this was through multiple discussions with National and Provincial Treasury and National and Provincial Health, was to outsource some of the services so that the people who are waiting can be dealt with while there is procurement of machinery and equipment that's needed for ongoing services. What's happened now is that it took an incredibly long time for Gauteng Health to take any steps at all. And in November last year, they finally went out to tender, but as it turns out, only on a limited element of the services that would be needed. And so what Gauteng Health has now said is that they have allocated 250 million of that amount to outsourcing of just the initial part, the planning of radiation oncology for each patient, and are intending to spend the rest of the money on purchasing of equipment for the ongoing needs. The problem with this, because of course there's a need to strengthen the service provision, but the problem is that the people who have been waiting for years and years are still waiting, and there's no indication as to when they're going to get treated. They'll have the planning done in an outsourced manner, but there's no one in the public health sector that's going to be able to provide the services they need and provide it now, and this is causing a huge amount of suffering.
So there are a couple of things I don't understand. Let me do this in two parts. When they say they're going to spend the money on planning, what exactly does that involve? Is that hiring people to manage people's case history and treatment protocol? What does spending money on planning involve? I'm a bit puzzled.
Yeah, so this is new information out of the department, but essentially it seems like that is the planning element is for each patient to be assessed and for there to be a determination of what treatment they need. So to isolate exactly where the problem is, where the cancer is, and what treatment they will need, which is of course an important part of any radiation oncology or any other service provision, but it's very much only the first part. And for so many of these patients, they've
right.
been through various iterations of planning and chemo and surgery, and they haven't been able to get the radiation oncology, and there's still no indication as to when they're going to be able to do so.
So let me ask you then what was perhaps the more important part of my two-part question is this. What is lacking? When you heard 784 million rand had been A, provided and B, ring-fenced, in your mind, and presumably a view shared by your partners in this alliance that went on the march, what did you think would be done? Is it the buying of equipment? Is it the bringing in of personnel? What do you think the money should be spent on and urgently, sir?
Well, in our discussions, because this money was allocated and ring-fenced following a lot of negotiation between us and the national and provincial departments of Treasury and Health, so this didn't come out of nowhere, the discussion was that at the moment, there is insufficient capacity in the public sector in the province to cater to both the ongoing need and the backlog. And so the indication was, and the discussion with National Health and National Treasury was, that there are ways to outsource services so we can essentially use the private sector to cater to the people who need assistance right now. That was the intention. That was the plan. Of course, there's money allocated in any case for procurement of equipment, and that money gets allocated annually. And so that's an obligation on the Department of Health anyway, to ensure that the service provision continues. But where there's a backlog, you can't deal with the backlog in the same way as you deal with the ongoing need.
Right.
Because, of course, every day more and more people require services. And so there was a need to deal with this backlog. There was an agreement on how it was going to happen, and the department now seems to have changed tack. And as a result, there are at least 3,000 people who remain on this backlog.
Many of whom are
in a terrible situation because they're not able to get the treatment that they need.
Thank you so much, Sasha Stevenson.